Phoenix FM.
That was Suede and She's in Fashion. If you've joined us late, remember all the tracks featured on tonight's show must have compliments in them in some way or another, because the 6th of February is Pay a Compliment Day. Amongst other things, it is of course also National Chopsticks Day, it's Lame Duck Day, it's National Frozen Yogurt Day. All week as well, right up until Sunday, it's National Crime Prevention Week, only for a week. And all month, right up until the end of February, so you've got at least three and a bit weeks left, it's Potato Lovers Month. Fabulous. Now, I mentioned friend of the show and regular tuner-inner, Rachel Woollett, in Kent, listening in, and she told me she has a puppy called Brian who's listening for the first time tonight. She's also since told me he's been fast asleep and missed the whole show. Well, I'm disgusted at Brian's behaviour, but I'll let him off because he's incredibly cute. She's posted a picture of Brian on social media. If you get to my personal Facebook page, Ben Simmons, you may be, depending on sharing settings from Rachel Woollett's end, you may be able to see this incredibly cute animal. And I asked what breed he is, and apparently it's sounds worrying, but it's a genuine thing. He's a frug. A cross between a French bulldog and a pug. Brian. I love the choice of Brian. Is that anything to do with Family Guy? I don't know, but there we go. Brian clearly will end up being an utter legend. He already looks like a bit of a legend to me. He's all white and very cute. A cross between a French bulldog and a pug, a frug. Other breeds of animal have made it into the news lately for the wrong reasons, and therefore that leads me on to tonight's intense debate, which simply says, should certain dog breeds be banned? Should certain dog breeds be banned? It's a yes or no question. It's on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio if you want to cast your vote. It'll be at the top of the profile. Single click or tap to get involved. Give it a repost as well so more people can see it, more people can vote. Should certain dog breeds be banned? Yes or no? Obviously, there are dangerous dogs and there are breeds that have more of a likelihood of being dangerous, let's just say. But isn't it all in their upbringing? Isn't it all in their surroundings? You can have supposedly dangerous breeds in a loving home that never cause any problems whatsoever and end up being fantastic companions for whatever family are looking after them. And you can have breeds that aren't supposed to be dangerous whatsoever that can be untrained, not looked after properly and end up getting violent, you know. So it's a debate, it's a dilemma. And it's intense, and it's on the Twitterverse tonight, courtesy of the show that goes like this. Should certain dog breeds be banned? Just a yes or no. Single click or tap to cast your vote. A few people have voted already. 100% of the vote says yes. If you don't quite believe that, then cast your vote. Get involved. We love interactivity on the show that goes like this. And whatever happens, we love Brian in Rachel Woollett's home. He looks incredibly cute and looks like he deserves to be around for an incredibly long time. Fabulous. Now, let's have some more music. Let's have some more compliment-related music. And, of course, there can be sort of paying yourself a compliment. It might come across as arrogant, but I think it counts. Chesney, over to you. Let's get that ascending crescendo of noise ready. What are you? What are you?
Call me by my number.
FM.
Chesney Hawks, the one and only. All the music has to be a compliment in some way or another, because it is Pay a Compliment Day on the 6th of February today. Fantastic. Hope your evening's still going fabulously well for you. Have you got the dinner on? Have you had dinner? Are you having dinner? Why are you tuned in? Thank you. Hope it's tasting fabulous. Yes, so loads more still to come. You know my shock news now, because Scott Fish out of me, so to speak. Prediction Master will be featuring very shortly. The results of the intense debate will be revealed around about 10 to 8. And we'll have lots more compliment-related music. It's all still to happen on tonight's programme. Actually, loads of tracks still to get in. I hope I can get them all in before the end. Maybe I've got a little bit lax in playing them, so I should speak less and play more tunes. Yes, and I'm going to still wish another wonderful evening to Brian the Frug, apparently. French bulldog and a pug cross, Brian the Frug. He's not a frog, he's a dog. Right, I'm whittling on enough. It's time for nobody to do it better. Oh, did I thank... I didn't thank Stuart James for Chesney Hawke's suggestion, and I didn't thank Robert Ty for suggesting Suede and She's in Fashion. But I am going to suggest that I thank Rachel Woollett for suggesting Carly Simon.
Hello.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
It absolutely is, you know. Thank you so much for sharing part of your Tuesday with me. You've missed Celebrity Birthdays if you've just joined us. You've missed Scott Fish if you've just joined us. You've missed my shock news. I will recap. You haven't missed Prediction Master. The intense debate is ongoing, so you kind of haven't missed that. You've missed a lot of great music so far, but plenty still to come and be squeezed in before I leave here at 8 o'clock tonight. If you've just joined me, you've missed the fact it's National Chopsticks Day, Lame Duck Day, National Frozen Yogurt Day, and National Crime Prevention Week and Potato Lovers Month. Most importantly, though, it's Pay a Compliment Day. So today is the day to compliment anything, anyone you think is deserving. And I certainly say Brian the Frog is deserving of lots of compliments. He's a dog, a cross between a French bulldog and a pug. He's a frog. He's all white. He looks incredibly cute and is listening in Kent with Rachel and the family. Hope you're all doing well. Fantastic stuff. And we will get another Rachel Willett inspired track on very shortly. Carly Simon's Nobody Does It Better was suggested by her, and the next one coming up was also suggested by her on social media in the run-up to the show. All the tracks featured tonight have to discuss compliments in some way or another to fit in with the theme of the day. My shock news, if you've missed it, is that as of next week I'm moving to a 10 o'clock start, and that will be commemorated next Tuesday on the 13th of February by my 300th broadcast of the show that goes like this. It's going to be a big one, it's going to be exciting, and it's going to start at 10 p.m. Of course, if you listen on the catch-up service, you'll be able to catch up from the Wednesday morning and listen to it at your leisure, download it to whatever device you like. But if you're one of the stalwarts that listens live, 10 p.m. next Tuesday, the 13th of February, for the foreseeable future. So I'm excited. I can bring you a more late-night show, a raunchier show, a more outrageous show, a more exciting, enticing, and desperate show. I don't know what I'm saying. Is that the way to promote it? I don't know, but I hope all you lovely Leg End listeners that tune in at 6 o'clock can just postpone for 4 hours and tune back in then. Oh yes, it's sure to be exciting, it's sure to be fabulous. Now, when I asked for music that relates to compliments, Rachel Willett sent in a very specific request to hear Dolly Parton and Jolene, and because of certain lyrics within it, which obviously makes sense, but I thought, why not play a version that incorporates that with a slightly modern twist, because I do love hearing stuff by Pentatonix. This is Dolly Parton and Pentatonix version of Jolene, recorded about 6 or 7 years ago.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene.
Just a man, but I can never love again. He's the only one who needs you.
The only one, Jolene. I had to have
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I do love Pentatonix, and what a great version that was. Dolly Parton and Pentatonix with Jolene. I think they came to prominence on America's Got Talent, didn't they? A phenomenal a cappella group. Well worth looking for videos of them online if you've not seen them before. If you know all about them, then maybe you know why I like them so much. I've always enjoyed a cappella, and they do some great versions of stuff. And yeah, certainly enhanced, in my opinion, Jolene, despite only retaining Dolly's vocal. Weird to think that even the drum beating in that is created by a person's voice. Pentatonix, yes, fabulous. Now, we're somehow 38 minutes and 25 seconds away from the end of the show, and so many more tracks still to squeeze in to do justice to all the people that suggested them. And I haven't talked about Prediction Master yet. I think we can have one more, and then we'll bring Prediction Master out in around about 5 minutes' time. So, yeah, that's exciting. Now, somebody suggested the theme tune to the Golden Girls when we asked for songs with compliments in. And I think I can't really leave that out. It would be fabulous to bring that to you. So I'm going to do just that. It's by Andrew Gold, and it's called Thank You For Being A Friend. I'm just hastily scrolling through my social media. It was Mark Straker. I didn't want to 100% attribute it to him if it wasn't him that said it. But yes, Mark Straker wants to hear Andrew Gold, Thank You For Being A Friend, known to many as the Golden Girls theme. Well, Mark, this is for you once again, and of course, everybody else out there.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? Thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Phoenix FM.
Andrew Gold, thank you for being a friend. Not so many as the Golden Girls theme. Full of compliments on this Pay a Compliment Day. Loads more great tracks still to squeeze in. Really, can it be six or seven? Well, let's hope so in the last half hour. I have got to deal with the small matter of Prediction Master.
Prediction Master.
Now, slightly upsettingly, I have to admit, Prediction Master got it wrong last week. It's all or nothing for Prediction Master. Last week we bet on the, not literally, but tried to predict the result of the Premier League game between Aston Villa and Newcastle. Aston Villa with an incredible home record up to that point. Newcastle had their struggles through this season. They've done some amazing results and then some not so good. But no one could have seen coming that Newcastle would handsomely beat Aston Villa at Villa Park, which was the case. Prediction Master said it would be a draw. But no, Newcastle with the away win. So Prediction Master lost out on last week's prediction. He is still well up, but it is 8-4. In terms of correct predictions versus incorrect predictions, 8-4. So he's more likely to be correct. I think that's the important takeaway from that. What can we predict on this week? Well, there are FA Cup fourth round replays taking place tonight. And one such replay, relatively difficult to call, Southampton versus Watford. FA Cup fourth round replay. Prediction Master says Southampton win in normal time. No need for extra time or penalties. Prediction Master says Southampton will win against Watford in the FA Cup fourth round replay in normal time. Here is Christina Aguilera. Prediction Master says bye.
Prediction Master.
Trying hard to fill the air. today.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
An almost seamless segue from one song about being beautiful into another. Go on then. Go on, admit it. You know it's cheesy, but you're looking forward to singing along, aren't you? Well, I am.
My life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowd.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was James Blunt with Your Beautiful. Loads of tracks still to squeeze in. I think I'm going to do it five before I leave you. And just time to tell you very quickly that the intensity is still raging. You've got about 14 minutes left to vote if you want to. Should certain dog breeds be banned? That is all I'm asking. Should we do that? Should we ban certain breeds, or should we punish owners more severely who don't look after their dogs, who don't control their dogs, who own dangerous dogs and don't do anything about it? Why is there such a thing as dangerous dogs? You know, isn't it all in the upbringing? But should certain dog breeds be banned? Just a yes or no vote. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, single click or tap will cast your vote. It will be at the top of the profile, at Ben Sim Radio. Right, fantastic. Now, whether canine, whether human, if you don't know someone and you're attracted to them, what do you find them? That's right, Beautiful Stranger. I think Madonna's talking about Austin Powers, but anyway, it still works.
Haven't we met?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, Madonna and Beautiful Stranger. That was played over the credits of an Austin Powers movie, wasn't it? But I enjoy that track. Of course it's got a compliment in it on this Pay a Compliment Day. And don't forget the other holidays we've embraced throughout the last couple of hours. It's National Chopsticks Day today. It's Lame Duck Day. It's National Frozen Yogurt Day. Please shun ice cream and embrace frozen yogurt instead. It's also all week National Crime Prevention Week. Just do it this week. Forget about it the other 51 weeks of the year. And all throughout February, it is Potato Lovers Month. What is your favourite? Mashed? Boiled? Jackets? Chips? Fries? Or something fancier like Parmentier potatoes? Dauphinoise potatoes? You know, there's so many options. You can do a lot with the old potato, can't you? You can throw it at someone if you want, if you don't like them. But pay them a compliment before you do it, if you're going to do it today. Right, still plenty to get into the last 17 minutes and 6 seconds on the show that goes like this. Namely, first of all, Someone Like You by Adele. Now, this is supposed to be complimentary, but she didn't like the you she's talking about. No, she does. Clearly she does.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave. Fight it, I had to see my face, and that you be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Sometimes it hurts instead.
Simpsons Day. Summer haze bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
Adele and Someone Like You. You've got 3 minutes left to vote on tonight's intense debate. Should certain dog breeds be banned? Yes or no? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote. And remember, we're not saying they should be. We're just saying, should it be regulated better? Should there be harsher punishments for people whose animals aren't kept under control? Do we actually ban whole dog breeds, you know, that are perceived as dangerous? Well, you will decide, and the voting will close very shortly after the next track. We'll find out what the final results were. And, don't forget, I don't want to keep harping on about it, but from next week, I will not be here at 6 till 8 p.m. Instead, I will be here on the Tuesday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. If you love to tune in live, and you want it to be slightly more after the watershed, that will happen. Next week, from the 13th of February, 10 p.m. until midnight, the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. I'm normally on before Rob Harvey. For the foreseeable future, I'm going to be on after Rob Harvey's Synth City, which is always from 8 till 10 on a Tuesday. But from the 13th of February, the show that goes like this will be going from 10 p.m. until midnight. And that's not just a one-off, that is going forward. Looking into the future, 10 p.m. till midnight, the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, from next week, starting off with my bumper 300th episode from next Tuesday evening, the 13th of February. I'm excited, you should be as well. And the penultimate track about compliments is this one tonight, Daniel Bedingfield.
If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad today? If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you are not mine, then why does your heart return my call? If you are not mine, would I have the strength to stand at all? I never know what the future brings, but I know you're here with me now. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life. This distance made my life. If you're not for me, then why do I dream of you as my wife? I don't know why you're so far away, but I know that this much is true. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life with. That it takes my breath away, and I breathe you into my heart and pray for the strength to stand today. 'Cause I love you, whether it's wrong or right. You know I can't be with you tonight, you know my heart is by you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Daniel Bedingfield, and If You're Not the One. I always like to look at TikTok videos on train journeys and stuff, and I saw one with him on the radio being interviewed quite recently saying he was going to make a comeback. Apparently, he hasn't released any new music for a very long time. He's due to make a comeback anytime soon. So look forward to that, Daniel Bedingfield fans. Amazing. Well, we're almost at the end of another rip-roaring show. It's been 2 hours of sheer excitement with me, Ben Simmons, here on 98 FM. And yeah, thanks for joining me. Thanks for being a part of it. The intense debate has finished, and it didn't end up 100% to zero. Should certain dog breeds be banned? The yes votes, 86, and the no votes, 14%. So 86% of voters said yes, 14% of voters said no. Thank you so much to everyone that got involved. And to all the song suggesters throughout tonight's show, the likes of Johnny Johnson, Paul Holman, Mark Straker, Siobhan Roxburgh, Gina Allen, Paul Saunders, Robert Ty, Stuart James and Rachel Woollett, to name but a few. Great to hear from you guys. Thanks for your social media interactions as well. It's been brilliant to be here, and I hope you've enjoyed being here too. Don't forget, it's been National Chopsticks Day, Lame Duck Day, National Frozen Yogurt Day, and importantly, Pay a Compliment Day. And of course, all week, it's National Crime Prevention Week. And somehow, all throughout February, it's Potato Lovers Month. And if you'd like to keep your eyes on the sporting world, then in the FA Cup fourth round replay tonight between Southampton and Watford, the prediction master has said Southampton will defeat Watford in normal time. No need for any more replays, extra time or penalties. Southampton to win that one. Well, I'm going to leave you now. I will be back, don't forget, at 10 o'clock next week. And after a song of music filled with compliments, we need an opposing view to play us out, really. So therefore, I'm going to play you out with Ugly Kid Joe. Rob Harvey and Synth City coming up after the news at 8. See you at 10 p.m. next week.
Hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News
from the Sky.